Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
Kinakabahan ka ba for your first day at work? Don't know what to expect and how to act? Ako si Siege Tantengo. Ang dami ko nang pinasukang trabaho. Reporter, social media manager, copywriter sa ahensya. Pero natatandaan ko pa rin yung anxiety ko noong first job ko. Isa yun sa mga moments na mafe-feel mo talaga na hindi lahat ay napapag-usapan sa school. Minsan, sa real life ka rin matututo. Kaya in this podcast, we'll learn how to navigate life from people who crack the code. Getting your first job is a big accomplishment, pero alam ko, marami rin kayong tanong. Kaya we'll answer the most important questions you need to know about your first job. 5 minutes lang!
Hi, my name is Justin Chua, and I am the founder and writer of Everything on the Bumpy Career, a blog I started about interning and job hunting for Gen Z Filipinos. And in my spare time, I also now work in the Netherlands in commercial excellence for a Fortune 100 company.
Justin, I remember you from years ago when you interviewed me for your blog.
Yes.
Your content was already so useful back then, especially since ang dami mong naging internships.
Yeah.
As in. So I'm just wondering, no, how did you feel when you actually entered the workforce?
I think it's very common that, you know, you go through a lot of internal crisis when you first start your job, and you need to know that that's normal and that's to be expected as you're going into your first job. You don't know how to talk in emails yet. You don't know how to talk in meetings yet. You also don't know the culture of this company. And for you to think to yourself, oh, I should have known this in advance, or I should already understand it because everyone else does, is, you know, you being hard on yourself. So when you go into your first job, you need to be kind to yourself and to really be open to all of this learning that's going to be happening. And you need to find trusted people to ask questions. Like, hey, how am I supposed to do this? How am I supposed to do that?
Yeah, ako rin, when I was a fresh grad, I was so nervous at my first job. Parabang aware na aware ako sa mga kakulangan ko. Sometimes kasi we think companies expect you to be 100% competent at your job, di ba? When in fact, that's not true. Ang mas important sa kanila, yung attitude mo, di ba? Are you willing to accept feedback? Do you have that desire to learn and improve?
Yeah, I think with a lot of fresh grads or young people in general, when they are given a task, they sort of just think, that's it. I'll finish this, it'll be great, that's it. They don't think, what's the next step? Where is it going to go? How does this fit into the bigger picture? Should I make this readable for the next person? Should I make this editable for the next person? They just sort of think of, I'll just do what I'm told. So if you can think of it as like, what's the next steps? Who's the next audience for this? Who else is gonna benefit from this work that I'm doing? And then you make it more useful to them, then that helps you thrive a lot too, because they think, wow, this person's got that strategic mindset. They know how to work with others well. I think the main thing that Gen Zs or anyone approaching their first job should think about is that this job should be teaching you something, and it should be interesting to you. Like the projects that you do, the people that you meet, the work that you're doing, it has to be something that you're interested in, and it has to relate to something that you are good at or you want to get good at, because that way you're going to learn and grow, and it will be something that you take into your next jobs. So I think it's really important to realize that your first job should not be your dream job, because with your first job, you actually don't know what the rest of the jobs out there are. You have no idea what's the different types of roles in other companies. And so you should just gather as many facts you can about what other people's first jobs are, but more importantly, about what your skills and your interests are.
I love it. So what I'm hearing from you is that first jobs are really your time to explore, to grow, to learn. And I know there may be people listening right now who feel the same way I did before, na baka unsure sila or worried about entering this new stage of their lives. Is there anything you want to tell them?
If 100 people have entered this company already and then they've had good careers afterwards, they've gone to other companies or they've thrived in this company, then you know it stands a good chance you will also do the same as well. And I think you need to believe in that. Like, you are not in the bottom 10% of this world. You are probably in the top 50% already because you're listening to this podcast, you're trying to better yourself, and you just need to understand what's possible for me, what's next for me, what can I do? And don't limit yourself into thinking that, ganito lang ako. This is how far I'm gonna go lang. Always set for yourself, like, here's my minimum goal and here's my stretch goal. And if I hit the minimum, great. If I hit the stretch, even better. That's how I ended up in the Netherlands. I said that, you know what? I'm going to just apply. I'm going to see what happens. If I get in, great. If I actually go, even better. And then here I am today. You know, I finished the master's. Life will surprise you.
Thanks for listening. Kung may natutunan kayong bago today, share nyo naman sa friends nyo. And while you're at it, tag us at Puma_podcast on Instagram and at PumaPodcastPH on Twitter. This episode was produced by Macy Hoven and edited by Joe Salcedo. Abangan ang susunod naming episode tungkol sa helping our parents spot fake news. 5 minutes lang! Next week yan!
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.